This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Now that House Republicans have passed a health bill to replace Obamacare, it's on to the Senate, which is likely to come up with its own version. The House debate focused on what health plans should cover and whether those with pre-existing conditions could be denied coverage or charged more. There wasn't much debate over cuts to Medicaid, which could be a sticking point in the Senate. Shemaine Mills reports.
6 weeks after Republican leaders in the House yanked the bill from the floor for lack of votes, they tried again. This time the bill had been tweaked in hopes of breaking a deadlock between conservative and moderate Republicans. The Washington media was reporting every twist and turn.
Tonight, it's health care reform 3.0. House Republicans with fresh wind in their sails to try and finally push through the health care repeal and replace they have long promised.
Madison resident Kelly Simpkins anxiously watched a lot of these TV news reports. The airwaves were filled with details of the wheeling and dealing that helped resuscitate a bill that nearly died on the floor in March.
You start to feel some fatigue in just advocating.
Simpkins opposes the Republican health bill because it could affect her family in a big way.
Our child, Mickey, he's 14 years old, and he was born with a congenital brain abnormality.
As a result, Mickey has trouble talking. He also has seizures despite taking medication.
One of his daily medications cost over $1,900 a month.
Medicaid pays for that prescription. It also covers in-home support and school therapy.
A lot of these services are optional supports under Medicaid in Wisconsin, including the prescription coverage. So losing that would be detrimental to our family. We wouldn't be able to afford everything he needs to live a full and healthy life.
Disability rights advocates are lighting up the phones in congressional offices, and they're holding rallies to try and get the attention of politicians. A few dozen parents and advocates were outside the Capitol recently. Ann Morgan Giroux of Madison read a letter sent to Senator Ron Johnson requesting a meeting. Her daughter has epilepsy.
To date, each of our attempts has been ignored or denied. If you are not willing to listen to your own constituents and learn from their real-life examples, how can you possibly understand the impact of your vote, intended or otherwise?
A spokesman for Senator Johnson says he regularly meets with constituents, holding a telephone town hall last week in which people were concerned about the direction of health care. Opponents of the Republican plan hope there's less consensus on deep cuts to Medicaid than there was in the House. One Wisconsin representative who backed the repeal from the beginning is Representative Glenn Grothman. When it was first brought to the floor 6 weeks ago, he zeroed in on Medicaid as a way to get reluctant colleagues on board.
If this bill doesn't pass, we won't be able to stop the bleeding on Medicaid funding. We're approaching a $20 trillion debt. And of course, the bulk of that spiraling debt is caused by mandatory spending, of which Medicaid is one of the worst parts.
One of Grothman's constituents agrees federal spending needs to be controlled, but not with deep cuts to Medicaid. Pam DeLapp of Oshkosh attended a recent rally to spare Medicaid.
You know, I understand that there needs to be cuts. I mean, I'm a financial advisor. I understand that we need to make some tough decisions, but understand the investment that we need to be making.
Families who rely on Medicaid call a potential billion-dollar cut to Wisconsin's program terrifying. Advocates are waiting for the official government analysis on what the Republican health plan will cost and how many people will lose coverage. They hope that will get the attention of politicians. The Senate's waiting for this before they weigh in on a bill that could be very different from the one they got from the House. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.